הגעת של שליטה. Chazal teaches when Reb Yochanan passed away from this world, the Talmidim all screamed out, Bo Hashemesh Batarayim. The sun came and left the middle of the day. The world became dark, became black. Batarayim in the day is time when it was so much, when it was so much light in the world, it became dark. When the Rebbe Reb Yochanan was the Rebbe of Kol Yisrael, he lived 120 years. But as long as Reb Yochanan was alive, they felt that the world is shining. And the day he passed and left this world, it's like in midday it became dark. I say the same thing tonight. As long as Rosh Hashiva Zecharim Levracha was around, whenever you met him, whenever you spoke to him, especially the thousands and thousands and thousands of Talmidim and Talmidos that he cared about, and for anyone who met him, the fire that he had, the smile on his face, seeing every Yid, the smile that radiated, the shine, the sun that radiated from him. And as long as Ibn Noach was here, we knew there's somebody who cares about Kol Yisrael. The Pasuk says in Tillim, the Rabbeinu Shloim, Mi Yokum Li Mereim, when my Shabbeinu passed away from this world, when my Shabbeinu passed away, the Rebbe of Kol Yisrael, Rabbeinu Shloim was crying, who will stand up? Mi Yokum Li Mereim. Who'll be there to stand up against all those who go against the spirit of Kol Yisrael? Mi Yokum Li Mpayale Yavim. As long as Rosh Hashiva was here, as long as Ibn Noach was here, you knew there was someone who was making sure that the betochen in Hashem, the trust in the Rabbeinu Shloim in God, that the word of Hashem is out in the world, that the dedication to Hashem is out to the world. He went and sacrificed his life to the last moment to be able to spread the word of Hashem. So the Melech says in Shir Hashirim, Kerem Hoyo L'Shloimai. Every place it says in Shir Hashirim, Shlomo is going under Rabbeinu Shloim and Hashem. The Baisham had a vineyard, Kabbalah of mine in the big metropolitan of Yerushalayim. Nosan as a kerem anoitrim. He gave his vineyard to those who guard it, should guard it. In the beginning of Shir Shirim, Shlomo Melech says that there's many vineyards in the world, but Karmi Shali Lo Natarti. The Rabbeinu Shlom says, my vineyard you didn't keep. But Noach saw what was happening in the world. People go and find every different type of avenue of coming close to God. Different type of God. But the beauty of Yiddishkeit, the beauty of believing in the Rabbeinu Shloim, the beauty of living the life of the Rabbeinu Shloim, was forgotten and forsaken. His famous words were always, we're living through a holocaust, a spiritual holocaust. Many remember the first time I met him, second year I was here, Yeshiva Torah started coming to Toronto, and he was telling me, when there was a holocaust happening, didn't everyone, wouldn't you be happy if everyone would go and help, everyone speaking about the silent world, the silent world, the silent America. There's a holocaust happening out there. Every day we're losing souls, we're losing the Rabbeinu Shlom's children. The vineyard of Hashem is being destroyed. Who takes care of it? Who makes sure that someone Reb Noach was the one who was a noiter teino. He was the one who was noiter teino. He was the noiter for the Rabbein Shalom. He guarded the Rabbein Shalom's vineyard, and he felt it was his vineyard, the vineyard of the Hashem of the world. He felt every day when there's a soul lost. It wasn't a yid somewhere in France or a yid somewhere in Algeria or a yid somewhere in Russia. It wasn't a yid somewhere in Calgary. It was my brother, my sister. How could we sit still and not do something? And that fire was burning in him, and every second of the day he was, what can we do to save a life? What can we do to save a person? And that fire that he had in him spread all over the world for years and years. Every takirub, an organization, anything to do to be able to save the Rabbi Yishon's children, and every life that was lost, he was crying for them. He cried for every life that was lost, every Jew that was lost, and some Jews that were lost forever. So he was crying, how come we shouldn't do something to save? And he did everything possible all over the world, and especially here in Toronto we saw the success that the Torah had to save the Shaman, the ones who are guarding the Keren, guarding the Baisham's vineyard. And the Pasuk says, Karmi Shali Lefanai. The Baisham says, my vineyard is for me. Ha'elef lecha Shloimai. 1,000 goes for you, Shloimai. And the Gemara says it's the only place that Shirashirim, where Shlomo is going, on Shlomo HaMelech, and not under Baina Shlomo. 1,000 goes for Shlomo, or Masayim Lenoitim Espiriyat. And 100, 200 go for all others that guard the fruits. So the Gemara says, and the Midrash says, Shlomo HaMelech got 1,000 because he learned Torah B'tzar. Noitim Espiriyat, all the others were Shloi B'tzar. And the question is, we understand all the two others were Shloi B'tzar because they had Shloi HaMelech to ask. But what was the tar, what was the pain that Shloi HaMelech had? And the Rabbi Yisrael says, my vineyard is for you because you get the biggest reward. But Shiva Zechayna Levracha was somebody, he didn't care what anyone said. He suffered pain, and he suffered for what he was doing many times. He didn't have time to learn, and he learned every second that he had. His learning had to come in times in between day and night. His Noitim Espiriyat is the hundreds and hundreds of his students that are spreading Torah in the world, maybe thousands that are spreading and all over. And we see over here in our community, in every community, there's the Talmidim of Reb Noach. The Noitim Espiriyat, who also are guarding the fruits, the Rabbein Shalom fruits, and are making sure that the fruits are not being destroyed, making sure that the fields are taken care of and the fruits are nourished properly. All those Talmidim had, Shlomo had the Rebbe, Reb Noach, there whenever there was a problem, 24 hours a day, you were able to call on the Rebbe. So every problem, he was there. Nothing was too small, nothing was too big. Everything was, the Rebbe was there. It was easy for them. Masayim Lenoitrim Esperia, and they all get reward, everyone, in all those Rebbanim and Rebbeim and the care workers that worked to guard their bindings on Masayim. But the one who gets the biggest reward, Ha'elef Lecha Shloimai, Ha'elef Lecha Reb Noach. The Rabbi Yisrael says now to the Rashiba when he goes up to Shemayim, there's no reward that's great enough and big enough. Thousands is for you, for you older, what you did to guard my vineyard, to make sure that there's some Yidden left in the world who know what it means. And Rabbi Yisrael, there's some Yidden left in the world who know the simcha to learn Torah. Some Yidden left in the world the simcha of raising a Jewish family, the simcha of marrying within our faith. How much he did and troubled himself to be able to make sure that some Jewish people left in the world. The people shouldn't be lost, be in this Holocaust, in the spiritual Holocaust that we're living. And he was crying for this, and it pained him every day and every moment. We're not doing enough. We still have to do more and more and more that we should be able to save Klal Yisrael. And everything he did was with this vision to be able to bring the world closer to Rabbeinu Shlomo. The Rabbeinu Shlomo, his world. We just passed through this world. We have to make sure that you fulfill your purpose in life. What did you come for? Reb Noach, he fulfilled his purpose in life thousandfold. Noach, what he did for Klal Yisrael, not a gadol, a goyim. He was one of the Goyne Hadar, someone who was able to revolutionize Yiddishkeit in the world, revolutionize what it means to be able to get people to understand what their Rabbeinu Shlom is. What Reb Noach did to this world is change the whole world. How many are sitting here are beneficiaries from what he did? And how many thousands and ten thousands in the world are beneficiaries from his labor? Ha'elev l'cha shloimai. So Melech says in Kehelet, Yoysim ima shahayot Kehelet chokham. More than the wisdom of Reb Noach, the shloimai of the chokham, what he did wasn't as limei das. He went to teach Torah to the world. He went to teach understanding to the world. Izei the chiker, the tikein. He went to make sure to strengthen the Rabbeinu Shalom's Torah, to strengthen the Rabbeinu Shalom's world. We have a world, Reb Noach's world, which was changed. If we would have 2, 3, or 4 more Reb Noach in the world, what kind of world would we have? How many thousands and thousands of more Yiddish people would return to their Father in heaven, would understand? We stand here and we cry, Hashem is with Orion. We'll miss this Goyen in the world. When such a light leaves this world, the Gemara brings down, when Reb Lezer became ill and he was leaving this world, 4 of his greatest Talmidim came to say goodbye to the Rebbe, Reb Tarfon, Reb Yeshua, Reb Lezer Nazariah, and Reb Akiva. Reb Tarfon said, Toivata, you're better for Klal Yisrael mitikva shel geshamim from a drop of rain, because geshamim ba'olam hazeh, because rain is only in this world. Va'ato ba'olam hazeh va'olam haba. Rabbi Yeshua said, "Toivata miYisrael megalgel achama." You're better for Klal Yisrael than the sun. Shachama ba'olam hazeh va'ato ba'olam hazeh va'olam haba. Rabbi Lozan Nazari said, "Toivata liYisrael." Me'av ve'ein, you're better than the father and the mother. She'heim bo'olam hazeh ve'ata l'olam haba. All the Talmidim were trying to bring out what the Rebbe meant to the world. And they compared the Rebbe to rain, to son, and to a father and a mother. Rain comes to the world. We know now in Eretz Yisrael there's a serious hakshamim, and we have to daven to Rabbeinu Shem, there should be rain. Today was a fast day in Eretz Yisrael. It was a fast day. Without rain, we don't have any food. We have nothing to live. Nothing, there's not, no nourishment in the world. Rain is what brings and starts everything growing. Then you have the sun. The rain without the sun going and making sure that it blossoms properly and grows properly. Then you have a father and mother that care and do everything. Each one was saying what the Rebbe was. Reb Noach was each one of these. He was the rain. People who were completely didn't understand what Yiddishkeit is. People who were lost completely. He came and was the rain for them. He went and started nurturing them. He started bringing a little water to them, feeding them a little, starting to make it sprout a little, but that wasn't enough. Afterwards, he was the sun. He was the sun that shone for everybody. The sun who was there to warm everybody, to make it blossom, make it grow. It wasn't enough that Talmidim came to him. Talmidim came and he made sure in Eretz Yisrael, all over the world, to make sure that the sun shines all over the Galgal Achama. It's not only in one place, it's all over the world. But then there was also a father and a mother. The care that he cared for every individual, The care that he cared for every Talmud and Talmidah, and every Talmud Talmidah that ever just spoke to him. And any time I spoke to a Talmud or a Talmidah of Rav Noach, they said just being near him, feeling his warmth, feeling his energy, feeling his caring. The Ava Ein, the father and mother, he was the father and mother for thousands and thousands of children of Kal Yisrael. He was the son for Kal Yisrael, and he was the rain for Kal Yisrael. When we start to make a hesped and we eulogize a giant amongst people, when the history of Kal Yisrael is being recorded in Shemayim, the history of Eish HaTorah, the fire and bren of Torah that Rav Noach was burning to alive, and this is the fire that burns and heated and warms the world. We stand there and we cry and mourn for this. The sun is not here anymore. The rain is not here, and our father and mother is not here anymore. He's not here anymore. But we know that he helps Olam Hazeh and Olam Haba, he helps in this world and the world to come. I always heard in my yeshiva and tells when the yeshiva passed away that just like a father and mother care about a child in this world, also Olam Haba, and that's what the Gemara is saying over here. Rav Noach, just like he cared about everybody while he was physically living in this world, we're 100% sure that his presence is here right now, caring for his beautiful, beautiful baby, his beautiful Eish HaTorah that he created in this world, looking down, I want to be your father and mother. I want to still be your son. I still want to be your rain. The raindrop that helps everybody. And I'm sure that he, until the last, even when he found out he wasn't well, he still, till the last moment, was trying to make kindle this life and make sure that the light burns forever and ever. What is our duty? Our duty is to the Noitrim Esperiyah, to be careful that we should complete, guard his vineyard, guard of Noach's vineyard all over the world, to make sure that the fruits produce again, to make sure that we do what Rav Noach wanted. The Gemara brings down when Rav Yochanan was leaving this world, he was crying. And the Talmidim asked, Rebbe, why are you crying? You know that you fulfilled the whole Torah, you did everything, why are you crying? So he said, when a person goes to court and he doesn't know how the judgment and it is, so you start, you're in trembling, you're in fear, that I'm going now to the heavenly court. I don't know which way they're going to lead me. Any day I don't know which way they're going to lead me. How could I not cry? And the obvious question is, he knew where he was going. Rabbi Yochanan, who was the Rebbe of Kal Yisrael, Rabbi Yochanan, who was the son for Kal Yisrael, and he, in the Gemara just said that he did everything. So how can he say he doesn't know where they can lead me? So I once heard from a Gadol, when a person leaves this world, you can't do anything anymore. Yom Hashem Ben Chesed. The only thing that carries you further and further is what your fruits, your children do. What the children do, what your Talmidim and your Talmidot continue to do, this is what carries them further and further. So Rabbi Yochanan was telling his Talmidim, you know why I'm crying? Because I don't know where you're going to lead me after I leave this world. Which way are you going to lead me after I leave this world? I know what I accomplished here, but now that Rav Noach is not here, Rav Noach is looking down and he's watching the Noitrim Esperiyah, waiting, which way are you going to lead me? And I'm sure that the nourishment, what he kindled in everybody, and what he nurtured in everybody, the food that he took here, he's sure he put in enough, but we have to make sure that we guard those fruits, that we should be able to lead Noach higher and higher and higher every time anyone in from Eish HaTorah does any mitzvah, especially in the first year of the Ptira, the first year that Noach is not here. Any person who does anything, anyone who does something because he's a Talmud or Talmidah, or someone who gained from Rav Noach and does something because of that, leaves his neshama higher and higher. every one of us who felt and got some encouragement from Reb Noach, and many of us were born through Reb Noach. The rebirth of our Yiddishkeit was Reb Noach, and everything we do and we continue to do, it goes and brings Reb Noach higher and higher. And that's our duty when we come together. We'll miss Reb Noach. We'll miss his wisdom. We'll miss his smile. We'll miss his radiation. We'll miss his Torah. And every one of his lectures was so full of lessons. Anytime you heard a lecture from Reb Noach, you know it was a lecture full of fire, of kindling the soul. And even his last trip that he went to Europe, to the concentration camps, and anyone, I was very good to watch that video. Every moment was a lesson for all of us to stay forever. A lesson in remembering what Rabbi Yisrael means, remembering our purpose in life, not losing our vision, not losing our vista, what the purpose of living here in this world. And that's what Reb Noach wanted to establish in us, and instill in us, and infuse in us. And that's what we live with always. So we stand here. We can't replace Reb Noach. Thousands of people will have to replace this one Reb Noach, what he did. But what all of us and each and every one of us could remember the lesson of Reb Noach, the lesson of Rosh Yeshiva. First, make sure that you love the Rabbeinu Shleilem. Do it b'simcha, be happy. Learn Torah b'simcha. Build a Jewish family happily. But also, don't forget the other Jew. Don't forget the Rabbeinu Shleilem's children. Don't forget his children. Remember. A brother is being lost, it's our pain. And the father who sees that the children don't care about the other children, feel, what kind of child are you? And that's what Reb Noach's message always was. Try to remember everyone. Every Jew that you can bring back, you're doing the service for Hashem. And that's what the pasuk says in Mishlei. Noitzer te'ena yoichel pirya. Someone who guards the tree will eat its fruits. And Shomer Adonav Yehuva, someone who guards it, for his master, will be honored. And the Chazal says it's going on Moshe Rabbeinu. We could say it's going on our Rebbe Reb Noach, the Rebbe of Kal Yisrael. He was Noiser Te'ena. He was the one who guarded the Rabbi Nishon's trees. We're now celebrating Chamishas B'Shvat and. Tzadik is compared, Adam Eitz HaTzada is compared to a tree, a fruit tree. And the tree of Reb Noach that he planted in this world, all the fruits, the thousands and thousands of fruits that came from this tree, Noitzer Te'eino, he guarded it. Shomer, someone who keeps it and guards it afterwards. And he does it Adonai for the Rabbeinu Shleilem, Yechuba. What our function is, let's remember the message of Reb Noach. Let's keep Reb Noach alive. Let's help Eish HaTorah grow bigger and bigger. And many times you find when a tzaddik leaves this world, in Shemayim he can do much more, and he'll help each and every one of us. He's still there, like the Gemara says, he's still our father and mother, even in Olam Haba. And let his neshama shine forever and ever. Yizichei Baruch Yishbei Meil Tzayisher, for the whole Eish HaTorah community, for the whole Kal Yisrael that he cared so much for. And Rabbanishim should help with the chus of a tzaddik like Reb Noach, which all be zoicha, that all the Torahs are in the world should end. And any person who keeps Shabbos a little better because of Reb Noach, who does a mitzvah a little better because of Reb Noach, when it's Torah because of Reb Noach, will help the Makar of the Geula. And this is what Reb Noach was striving his whole life. Let's bring as many Yidden, take him out of the Holocaust, save him from the Holocaust. Let's not be the silent majority. Let's be the living majority of the world and bring Kal Yisrael back to the Rabbeinu Shleilem. The Heshiv Leivavais Al-Banim, Leivanim Al-Avaisam, which we zoichet to see the beers, I go, the merit of the name.